First of all, before we start, the show has been out since 2016. It's been downloaded over 2 million times. I look on Apple Podcasts. I have less than 400 reviews. How the hell is that possible? Go on Apple Podcasts and leave a goddamn review of the show. Now let's get to the business.
Stayolay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. That aggression with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
You listen to the show every day to be the best version of yourself. And every episode here, we talk about locating and activating that inner drive so you can be the best you from within. That's why I'm telling you about my book, The Mirror of Motivation, which I am making available free for a limited time. This is a free physical copy. If you go to mirrorofmotivation.com to claim your free copy of this book while supplies last, you will get the self-guide to self-discipline, over 100 pages of finding that inner drive, locating that discipline that you need to build up your confidence and become the best version of you no matter what your goals are in life. So go to mirrorofmotivation.com and claim your free copy of the self-guide to self-discipline while supplies last. Let's get to it. You are now tuned in to the best show out there on the mental game, specifically the discipline that will move you to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence that empowers you, emboldens you to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness that drives you, pushes you, pulls you to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when doing all that has not yet produced the desired result. And on top of all this, you got to get moving with it. You got to put this into action. We need some kinetic energy, the personal initiative, the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. We put all of this together. Yes, we put it together for you. And what you get is the mindset, the method, the philosophy, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is get around people who are not like you. That's my advice to you. That's my suggestion to you. That's my directive to you. And I will make the argument as to why that is what it is in today's show. Now, this episode, there are several episodes in the past in the archive of the show in which I have talked about this subject that I'll refer you to. Episode number 1098 is associating with, communicating with those with whom you disagree. Episode number 1031, the value of having not friends in your life. People who don't need to be your friend, but they're around you as if they were your friend in your life. Episode number 989, why you will lose some of your friends over the next 5 years. And those, and notice those numbers. Those are actual numbers starting from number one. For those of you who may be newer to this podcast. So there is a deep content vault of the Work On Your Game podcast. If you want access to the full content vault, then you need to go to workonmygame.com/game group. That's two words, game, G-A-M-E-G-R-O-U-P. And when the game group is available, if it's not by the time you listen to this, when it is, you will be the first to know. You will have first access. And the offer I'm going to make for you to get into the game group and all the things that are going to be in it, you will have no choice but to join. Trust me. But anyway, let's stay to today's topic for now. Today's topic is about developing yourself through diversifying your associations. I'm going to explain exactly what I mean by this through this episode, because you've often heard probably many times that you want to surround yourself with like-minded people. Everyone's heard that phrase before, getting around like-minded individuals. Well, I want to tell you something. That's true. You do want to get around like-minded people. So how am I telling you that you do want to get around like-minded people? But my topic here today is get around people who are not like-minded people. How is that possible, Dre? Which one is it? They're contradicting themselves. I want to tell you up front that if you do not have the emotional or intellectual maturity to hold multiple, possibly opposing ideas in your head, more than one of them in your head at the same time, then today's episode is going to break your brain. Because I just told you two things that are basic opposites of each other, and I'm telling you that they're both true. Today, I'm going to make the argument for one of them, which is getting around people who are not like you. There are times to be around people who are just like you. There are times to be around people who are not like you. And today's topic is about the second kind. All right, so pay attention. Point number one. And if you want more context on that, then go listen to the episodes I already referred to, and also listen to the episode where I talked about wisdom versus knowledge. When wisdom is the understanding, knowledge is the understanding of certain things to be what they are. Wisdom is the understanding of knowing when to apply certain things and when not to apply them. Because to be wise, you must know when to apply which knowledge, not just accumulate a whole bunch of knowledge and have no idea how to use it. Point number one. Today's topic, once again, is getting around people who are not like you. Understand something. If everyone around you is just like you, your whole circle is all going to have all of the same strengths and the same weaknesses. That would be a problem, wouldn't it? If everybody around you is just like you, that means all y'all going to have the same strengths. You're going to reinforce each other's strengths, which can be a good thing. You can multiply your power in a specific area or areas, plural. But we know that no human being is perfect. No human being is 100% complete and great at everything. Therefore, if you and everyone around you all have the exact same makeup, you all have the same strengths, you're all also going to have the same weaknesses. You're all also going to have the same blind spots. You're all also going to have the same holes in your games, so to speak. If no one on your, for example, you're in a startup business and everybody on the team is just like you, you're all like-minded individuals, and nobody on the team can sell, but everybody's great at design, then y'all going to have a ton of great products that nobody buys because nobody can sell them because all of you had the same strengths and the same weaknesses. That would be a big problem, wouldn't it? If you're on a, say, a basketball team and all the players on the team are great scorers, but nobody on the team really likes to pass the ball, nobody likes to set screens and play off the ball, nobody likes to nobody likes to not be the person who's getting all the points. They do other things. There's nobody who likes to play defense, but everybody just wants to score a whole bunch of points. That's a problem because in basketball, there's only one ball. Everybody can't score at the same time. So you need a diversity to have a successful team in anything. You need a diversity of abilities, a diversity of skills, a diversity of mindsets even. And in life, you need a diversity of associations because it fills the gaps of what you are missing. And every single one of us is missing some things. Now, we may not be completely devoid of things. We may not be a zero at certain aspects, but there are certain things that we're not that great at. Therefore, you want to get around other people who are good at them. For example, if you're a basketball player, maybe you're a six-foot basketball player who's really quick. You're a good dribbler and you're a good shooter, but you're not so great at, let's say, blocking shots. So you're not so great at rebounding or defending the rim. You're not so great of a screen setter. You're not good at being the role man in the pick and roll. You need some other players on the team who can do those things. If everyone on the team is just like you, then you're going to have a whole bunch of people all fighting over the ball. Everybody wants to dribble, but nobody wants to do anything else. That team's not going to do too well, even though all of you may be very talented. You understand what I'm saying? If we got any basketball players who are listening to this, you've probably been on teams like this where you had too many people who kind of did a whole bunch of the same things and it didn't work. And y'all might have been friends personally. Y'all might have been great with each other off the court, but on the court, it just didn't work because you had too many people trying to do the same thing. Not enough diversity of ability or diversity of desire even on the court. It doesn't work. In business, it does not work. In sports, it doesn't work. Even in relationships, it doesn't work. You can't have two people who are exactly the same because y'all both, I've heard someone say, it's going to be like two people who are missing the same pieces of the puzzle. Y'all both missing the same puzzle pieces is not going to work out. All right. So you want to find somebody in any type of relationship who compliments you. And complimenting you does not mean they're just like you. Complimenting you means maybe some areas they're similar to you, but in other areas, they're the opposite of you. Therefore, they're filling in your gaps and you're filling in theirs. All right. That's the best relationship is when what you can't do, they can do, and what you can do, they can't do. So y'all helping each other. Now, of course, you're going to have some things in common. You probably never would have met if you didn't. But you also want to have those other things that definitely filling those gaps. That's diversity of association that you want to have in life. And all of us are missing things. None of us has everything. So the things that we're missing, you need to be looking for people, hunting for people who can do the things that you can't. Those of you who are entrepreneurs, business owners, or employers, you probably do this inherently, or you have an inherent understanding of it, or maybe you had to develop it because you knew you needed it in hiring people. If you have people on your team, whether that be as full-time employees, part-time employees, people you hire as virtual assistants, part-time help, whatever it is, temp help, you are looking for people who can do the things that either you can't do, you won't do, or you can, but you just don't have the time or space or energy to do, you hire people to fill in those gaps for you. And you have to figure out what those gaps are before you can hire somebody else and tell them what they are, right? That's the whole purpose of, that's what delegation is all about. Knowing what gaps need to be filled and then explaining to people how to fill those gaps, maybe if they don't know how to do it, and making sure that they're filling them properly. This is all about diversity of association. And while we are all willing to do it in sports and we're all willing to do it in business, we often don't do it in our personal lives. We don't diversify our associations. Therefore, we're surrounded with a whole bunch of people who have the same ideas, same beliefs, same opinions on everything. And because it's getting reinforced so often, because we're around the same people all the time, we don't even realize that these are just opinions. They're just beliefs. They're just points of view. They're not facts. But because the only people you're around, only they all reinforce what you already believe, you start to believe that these are actually facts and truths that are black and white when they're actually not, because you have no diversity of association. So it is your job to diversify your associations the same way you would diversify your basketball team, the same way a football team is not going to have 50 quarterbacks on the roster, the same way a business team is not going to have 50 designers or all, let's say all designers or all salespeople or all marketing people. You need people who can do everything, so the whole team comes together and the puzzle fits together perfectly. In a puzzle, you notice no two pieces are exactly the same. They all got to fit where they fit. Everybody got to get in where they fit in, and everyone does not fit in the same spot. Point number two, today's topic is getting around, or I'm advising you to get around people who are not like you on purpose. Point number two is vastly different people. And that's a relative term, because every one of us is unique. Therefore, whoever's vastly different from me may not be the same as the person who's vastly different from you. But these vastly different individuals, whomever they are for you, they will have vastly different perspectives from you. In other words, they will see things that you simply don't see. And they will see things that you do see, but they will see them differently from how you see them. And this is very important. It's important that you get around people who can notice what you are completely not noticing, not because you're ignoring it, but because you're just not attuned to certain things. It's important that you also get around people who notice the same thing that you notice, but they have a completely different point of view on how they see those things, because they can give you some new ideas. They can help keep you open-minded enough to understand that your opinions are not facts, to make sure that your beliefs do not harden into dogma, which is kind of like once you start to believe that your beliefs are the only possible beliefs and anyone who has an opposing belief is just wrong or there's something wrong with them. Getting around people with diversity of perspective, diversity of point of view, diversity of opinion and belief will keep you from falling into these traps, which happens. These traps, there's a lot of people in these traps right now in life because they don't get around anyone who thinks anything different from how they think, don't see things any way different from how they see them. I'll tell you a story. It's kind of a fable, we would call it. There was once this family of mice. Yes, mice, the little squeaky things with the whiskers that run around, that were having a problem. These family of mice, or community of mice, if you will, they were living in this house and things were going pretty well. They were eating pretty well, doing pretty good. But there was a problem. A particular problem was that the house went and got a cat. And I've never seen this with my own eyes, but I guess this actually happens, that cats hunt mice. They go find some mice and they kill them and they eat them. So the problem that the mice were having, even though they were doing pretty well in this house, is that once the cat came around, the cat kept catching and eating the mice. So a mouse would leave the mouse house, go out into the house, and it wouldn't come back because the cat was catching it and killing it and eating it. So the mice called a meeting. All right, they weren't going to ignore the problem. They knew there was a problem that needed to be addressed. They understood what the problem was. They had identified it. The problem is this cat that keeps catching us and killing us. So they called this meeting and they brainstormed, what can we do about this cat? Now, we're not big enough to kill the cat. The cat's going to kill us. So we can't just straight up attack the cat. We just need some way to know how to avoid the cat. If we can just avoid the cat's presence, then we can keep living here and eat well and everything will be good. So how do we do that? So this is what the mice came up with. This is their solution. The solution was, we're going to put a bell around the cat's neck. Now, this bell, every time the cat moves, the bell will start sounding. Therefore, since the way that the cat keeps catching us is that it creeps up on us. The cat has these I don't know if any of you have a cat. Have you ever felt the bottom of a cat's paws? They're really soft. So the cat can move around quietly and stealth in such a way that you wouldn't even know the cat was in the room unless you saw it. So it can move in silence. So the mice said, all right, we put the bell around the cat's neck. Every time the cat moves, the bell will ring and we'll hear it. And then we can escape to safety before the cat catches us. And this was a great idea. So once the mice decided this was the idea, they started to rejoice. They started to celebrate. They were throwing a party as if they had solved the whole problem, even though they hadn't actually done it yet. But they were really excited because they knew they had the key ironclad solution to the problem of this cat who kept catching and killing them. So as they're celebrating everything, there was one old wise mouse in the back of the room who hadn't spoken the entire meeting, but he finally spoke up and everyone got quiet because everyone knew this old wise mouse. Everyone had respect for him. And when he finally spoke up, this is the challenge that he presented to them. He said, you know, putting the bell around the cat's neck is a great idea because everyone will hear the cat. When the cat comes, we can get away. But there's one thing that we did not resolve in this meeting, and here it is. Who's going to actually put the bell around the cat's neck? And the whole meeting went absolutely silent. The celebration stopped. Same idea. I want you to notice that the old wise mouse had the same idea that all the other mice had. He agreed to the idea that putting a bell around the cat's neck was a good solution. But he had a different perspective. Like, while this is a good solution, no one even asked or wondered or volunteered to be the one to put the bell around the cat's neck. Now, I don't know what happened after that, but I don't think they figured it out because I've never seen a cat with a bell around his neck. Have you? Same idea, but a different way of seeing the idea. Now, when you understand that this is hugely important in all of life, whether you're a mouse, a man, woman, anything. You need people who see things differently from how you see them, else you start to delude yourself into believing that your every idea, that your every belief, that your every opinion is the right one, is the only one, is the smart one, is the one that's actually going to work. When we know that none of us is that smart. We know that none of us is that clairvoyant, that things always work out. This is why you need diversity of associations. In my sophomore year of college basketball, one day we had this team meeting. We were on the road playing in some tournament, so we met in the coach's hotel room. So it was like 15 guys in the coach's hotel room, and the coach had this exercise that he wanted us to do. And he handed each one of us an index card. And on the index card was like a part of a story. It was like two or three sentences. It was like two sentences of a story. Each person's index card had two sentences of a story. And the coach explained to us that each one of these cards has a piece of a story. Now, I want y'all to do over the next 10 minutes, I'm going to give y'all 10 minutes only, is it wasn't even 10 minutes. It was like 5 minutes. I'm going to give y'all 5 minutes to communicate amongst each other. You can't look at each other's card. All y'all can do is talk. Everybody has to stay where they are. You can't hand your card to anybody. Everybody can only speak to communicate. And I want y'all to put together the entire story that's on each person's card. So y'all going to put this whole story together. It's all broken up into 15 index cards. Y'all going to put this all together into one story. And 5 minutes from now, when this timer goes off, y'all going to assign one person to speak up and tell the whole story. Go. So we get 5 minutes to do this. So what happens is, and any of you who's been on a sports team or a business team or even in the family, I guess, you might be able to guess what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. There were a couple of outspoken people on the team who started talking, and they started asking around, no, what's this part? All right, this part goes with this part, and this part goes with this part. And there's a couple outspoken people who were basically doing the majority of the talking, right? So this goes on for the whole 5 minutes. The timer goes off. The coach says, okay, you guys ready? And we're like, I guess so. We ain't got no choice. So coach says, all right, what's the story? Now, the outspoken person, I believe this was a team captain, this individual, was about to tell the story. And I said, hold up. Before we do this, let me say something. Let me ask something. So when I said this, there were a couple of, you know, deep exhales. And I think some people had, you know, emphysema or asthma. Something's wrong with their breathing. Just that hard exhale that people give when they're kind of exasperated. Like, Oh, all right, what? So I ask the question, is there anyone in this room before we submit this story? Because the outspoken individuals who have been kind of hijacking this collaborative exercise, quote unquote collaborative exercise, I said, is there anyone in this room? Because they have been doing most of the talking. So I said, is there anyone in this room, any player who has an index card, that something on your card contradicts with the story that we are about to turn in as the story to solve this riddle that the coach has given us? Anybody have anything that contradicts with the story that we've all, quote unquote, agreed on? And as soon as I asked that question, one of our players, a guy who didn't speak that often, a guy who would not speak over top of anybody ever, not that type of dude, he spoke up and said, well, I have something on my card that does not go with the story. It makes the story completely false. And as soon as he said that, here's what happened. The outspoken guys on the team, they started saying to him, they started kind of chastising him like, yo, why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you point out that you had this in your story? Why didn't you say all this time we've been sitting here talking, you didn't say anything? Why did you not point out that you have something in your story to go that went different from what we're about to turn in as a story? And the coach finally spoke up and he posed a question to us. He said, what do you think I was trying to prove to you all through doing this exercise? And the funny thing is, a bunch of people on the team, I don't think they quite got it. I think it went over a whole bunch of these guys' heads. But I continued to speak, and this is what I said. I said, the point that you were making, coach, was that since each of us had one index card, that means each of us should be speaking equally because no person had enough index cards, plural, to be speaking more than anybody else. Therefore, some of the people in this room need to speak up and say more because you have just as much say as everybody else. And some of the people in this room need to shut the fuck up because they're talking too much and you're not allowing the people who have something to offer to actually offer it because you keep talking. And I'm telling you all that to drive home the second point that I'm making here, which is people have different perspectives, whether it's handed to them on an index card or they have developed it through life. But you need to be around people who have different perspectives and you need to shut the fuck up and let them talk so you can hear what their perspective is, hear why their perspective is their perspective, and maybe, just maybe, it will open your mind to some new perspectives. Point number three, today's topic is you need to get around people who are not like you. Everyone here is familiar with the term the comfort zone, right? The comfort zone is, in a basic definition, the things that we are used to, the things in which we have experience. We're comfortable there. When your circle has a diversity of people, here's what happens. You get a diversity of ideas and perspectives and opinions, right? And when you have a diversity of ideas, perspectives, and opinions, that leads to you having more thoughts and ideas that you will be open to hearing and engaging with. Doesn't necessarily mean you'll accept them. Doesn't mean you will adopt them. Doesn't mean they will become your beliefs. But you will be more open to listening to them simply because you are around people who hold these and they're part of your circle. So when you're around people with different ideas, you're at least open to these different ideas just because you're around the people who offer them, right? Which means, because you're open to a lot more ideas and opinions and perspectives in life, you will also be open to a lot of other things because you have opened your mind up to say, okay, these ideas that I have for the first 20 years of my life, there are some other ideas out there that I can be open to. They're not going to kill me. They're not going to hurt me. They're not going to destroy me, but I can be open to them. And because your mind is open to that, now your mind will be open to a whole bunch of other things because one thing leads to another. You have built mental momentum. That because you've been opened up to this thing, and these things, now you're going to be open to some other things because you're already there. You're already open. You might as well stay open to more things. This is the way the mind works. When you open it up to new things, it will start to notice other things and other things and other things. And the only time this mental momentum stops is when you do something to stop this momentum. When you decide, you take some action that closes your mind up. That's the only time the mental momentum stops itself. It actually doesn't stop itself. You stop it. So as we open ourselves up to other things in life, we expand our comfort zone, right? Because what is the comfort zone again? Things that we are used to and things in which we have experience. So if you open your mind up to new things, now the things that you are used to, that zone has grown. That comfort zone has expanded. You're used to more things because you've heard them before. You are more comfortable with more ideas because you've heard them and you've accepted them and you've allowed them to be. Again, even if you disagree with them, you've allowed them to be. You did not fight someone else's opinion just because you had a different opinion. You accepted their opinion. You may have a different one, but you accepted the fact that someone else has one. You accepted that someone else has a different belief. You accept that someone sees things differently from how you see them, and you are okay with that. You don't fight against it. You don't demonize it. You just say, okay, you know what? I understand that. I see why you feel how you feel. I don't agree, but I see it. Now you're more comfortable with it. So now the next time you hear somebody with that opinion, you don't have to fight it. You don't have to get antsy. You don't have to get emotional. You don't have to attack. Why? Because your comfort zone has expanded, which means you are now more ready and more able to handle more things with aplomb. You're able to handle things with a steadiness and a confidence, even if it used to be a little bit uncomfortable for you. See, many people in life get antsy or emotional, and I'm sure you've seen and heard this plenty of times over the last 3 or 4 years, when someone hears or sees something that's different from what they are used to hearing or seeing, people get antsy, people get emotional, people get aggressive. People get nasty when they hear or see something that's different from what they have accepted as the right way, or as the right idea, or the right belief, or the one that is okay. Have you or have you not seen this? Is this news to anybody? And here's the biggest challenge. These bubbles that people live in, these comfort zone bubbles of this is the idea, this is the belief, this is the way that it should be, this is the right opinion, these bubbles are shrinking. They're getting smaller. Meaning people's comfort zones are not expanding. And in general, the comfort zones of the average person is getting smaller and smaller every single day, because we get into our bubbles of beliefs and opinions and perspectives and points of view. And all we do is get around other people who share the exact same ones, and we just reinforce it over and over and over. Every time we hear somebody else share the same point of view that we have and argue against somebody else's and argue against somebody else's perspective, arguing against somebody else's belief, what are we doing? We're reinforcing the belief that we already have to the point that we are no longer tolerant or even open to hearing something other than what we already believe. Meaning our comfort zones are getting smaller and smaller, and not expanding, they're shrinking. More and more people are closing ranks within their comfort zones, and they're becoming less and less interested in anything or anyone that is from, quote unquote, the outside. But here's the good news for you, listener of the Work On Your Game podcast. And as I already told you, people who listen to podcasts, studies show, are more intelligent, more diverse, more open-minded, they make more money, and they are, generally speaking, more successful than people who don't listen to podcasts. And that is actual studies that have been done. Now, I can't cite any statistics, but I have heard that several times, and now you've heard it from me, so believe it. By diversifying your associations, you're making efforts to break out of thought bubbles, opinion bubbles, belief bubbles. You don't want to be in those bubbles, because when you decide to stay in a certain bubble based on a belief, based on an opinion, based on a certain point of view, that means you're not open to those. You're not open to anything other than that. And understand, as I already explained, mental momentum works through everything. When you have momentum physically, all of a sudden things start opening up for you mentally. Any of you ever experienced that? When you do new things physically, all of a sudden you get new ideas mentally. When you get new ideas mentally, all of a sudden, you feel like doing different things physically. That's the way that it works. The mind and body are connected. So if you're not willing to step out of your comfort zone mentally, you're probably not going to step out of your comfort zone physically. If you're not willing to do things differently with how you go to the gym, you're probably not going to get a whole bunch of different things when it comes to your business. They just happen to be related. I can't explain scientifically why it is, but this is the way things work in life. And you have probably experienced this before, that when you get diverse in one area of life, all of a sudden other things start opening up in your life that have nothing to do with that one thing, or so it seems. This is how momentum works. So let's recap today's topic, which is getting around people who are not like you, or the suggestion that you get around people who are not like you. Again, refer to episodes number 1098, 1031, and 989 on other topics where I've talked about associations. Point number one. If everyone around you is just like you, your whole circle will have the same strengths, which is great, but you're also going to have the same weaknesses, which is a major problem. If you run a business, a startup, and everybody who works there is a designer, nobody in marketing, nobody in sales, nobody in accounting, that business probably won't last too long. If you're on a basketball team and everybody wants to be a dribbler and shoot and had a ball all the time, that's probably going to be a problem because you don't have diversity of abilities. You don't have diversity of roles being filled. That team's not going to be very successful. Even if all you are really talented, even if all you are best friends, that is not enough if you don't have the diversity. Point number two, vastly different people have vastly different perspectives. They see what you don't see and they see what you do see, but they see things differently from you. Just like the mice who decided to put the bell around the cat's neck. Good thing that they had that wise old mouse sitting in the back of the room, because if he hadn't said that, a whole lot of mice would have died trying to put the bell around the cat's neck, or would have died because they never would have put the, actually they never would have figured it out. I don't think that meeting came to a conclusion because they didn't know what to do next. You got to have that diversity of perspective and diversity of opinions. That diversity fills the gaps of what you are missing. And understand, none of us is perfect. None of us is 100% complete. We are all missing some things. Therefore, we need to get around people who can fill in those gaps. It is your job to, first of all, know what your gaps are that you're missing, and then go find the people who can fill them. Point number three, comfort zone. This is what we are used to and what we have experience in. When your circle has a diversity of people and diversity of opinions, you get diverse ideas, diversity of perspectives, diversity of point of view, which leads to more thoughts and ideas that you will be open to engaging with, not necessarily agreeing, which means you will be open to a lot of other things in life. What does that do? That expands your comfort zone. When your comfort zone expands, you do more, you are more, you achieve more. And I think that's why you'll listen to a podcast called Work on Your Game, which means you'll be more ready and able to handle things, whether that be opinions, whether it be challenges, whether it be jobs, whether it be new ideas, new experiences, comfortably. Many people get antsy. They get emotional when they hear or see or even think something that is different from what they are used to hearing or seeing or thinking. And these bubbles are getting smaller. People are getting worse in this aspect, meaning there are fewer and fewer things people are willing to engage with mentally, emotionally, that are different from what they already believe. You need to fight against this by following exactly what I've told you here in today's episode. By diversifying your associations, you break out of the bubbles that life, the world, is trying to enclose you in this world today. Speaking of breaking out of the bubbles, speaking of diversifying your associations, I suggest, this is my suggestion to you, is that you read The Leadership Bundle, which is my three best books on personal connection, communication, and leadership. Three books. 25 Conversation Starters, 25 Reasons to Quit Worrying, and 55 Daily People Skills. It's three books, physical, digital, audio, available in the format that you choose. You can get them at workonmygame.com/LB, stands for Leadership Bundle. Again, that's three books on communication, building rapport, connection. It's called The Leadership Bundle. That's at workonmygame.com/LB for Leadership Bundle. Work on your game. Dre all day. There are a lot of episodes in the back catalog of this podcast that I reference all the time. And finally, we have workonyourgamepodcast.com. Go there. You can get access to the archive of the show, all the publicly available episodes, and some bonuses that I'm going to give you that I'm not even going to tell you about right here. And a whole bunch of cool stuff that is coming very soon. So you better be there before the cool stuff comes or your ass might miss it. Work on your game podcast.com. Go there ASAP.